You're listening to SBS News.
Former Agriculture Minister Senator Joe Ludwig signed a six-month suspension of live cattle trades to Indonesia in June 2011, following an ABC Four Corners report aired footage showing the mistreatment of animals. In 2014, a class action with up to 30 parties called for close to $600 million in compensation. In a landmark decision, the Australian Federal Court has ruled the 2011 live cattle export ban was invalid, ending a six-year court battle for Northern Australian cattle producers. Cattle farmer Colin Brett, whose family was a lead plaintiff in the case, says he still can't quite believe they've been victorious.
It's only just hit us that we've won, and it's been a long, long time and a long, long road. But I tell you what, we've had some champions that have helped along the way.
In his judgment, Federal Court Justice Stephen Rares outlined the live export ban was invalid because it was unable to include exceptions for exporters who had already established a closed system loop. Mr. Rares found no effort was made by Mr. Ludwig to look at negotiating a solution with the Indonesian government or have discussions with his Indonesian counterpart prior to implementing the ban. Co-owner of the Brett Cattle Company, Hamish Brett, says the government's decision was flawed.
9 years is a long time. You wake up, you think, oh, what will happen when you see it in the headlines? Yeah, it's good to finally get a great result. And I hope this goes across borders to Indonesia to show that our trading partners that we realise it was a bad decision by our government and they're going to pay the price.
Former Chief Executive of the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association, Tracy Hayes, says the federal court's ruling shows leaders must be culpable for their choices.
I am delighted to say, when presented with the facts, the judge got it right. Government needs to be accountable for the decisions it makes. This decision makes government and decision makers more accountable and highlights the dangers of knee-jerk reactions and political stunts. This will be a progression of the law, a new precedent in the law as it relates to misfeasance in public office.
The Commonwealth has agreed to meet any damages or costs that Mr. Ludwig is found responsible for. Despite the win, Ms. Hayes says the ban crippled the industry.
The truth is, the shutdown wasn't required. To enact the changes needed in some offshore facilities, it simply wasn't necessary. Had calm heads prevailed and established government decision-making processes been followed, both the livelihoods of our farmers and many, many others in the supply chain and the welfare of our animals could have been protected.
The Agricultural Minister at present, David Littleproud, has acknowledged the court's decision. He says the federal government will read the judgment before making any further comment, but has not ruled out an appeal. Animal welfare advocates are also respecting the ruling. Animal welfare expert Siobhan O'Sullivan says she is trying to remain optimistic that the decision doesn't detract from the fact that live exports are bad.
Live animal exports is not only very problematic for the animals on board the ships being transported live around the world, but also in many cases it seems to be the case that they face a horrible death in their destination country.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.